this is a reference to cyber attacks. I think, as many people know, there are literally thousands of cyber attacks on our country every single day. And so these attacks are quite capable of doing any number of things, one of which is disrupting computers and computer networks in this country.
So how do you typify that in a gallery exhibit? That's posed a challenge, no doubt.
Well, it does. What we're showing simply is we're trying to give the visitor an impression of both how this could disrupt the electromagnetic spectrum as well as affect things such as the electrical grid. And if they did do that, the possible consequences of that. And of course, we can imagine a society with no electrical power or electrical power down perhaps on one of the east or west coasts.
Now, the director of national intelligence, Dennis Blair, he said that in many ways the internet resembles the wild, wild west, you know, where stagecoaches and later trains were attacked by rogue stagecoach bandits. Is that kind of what you see it as? Is that-
Yes, absolutely. Right now, there are rules of war. There is a law of the sea. So any number of things which are international or transnational, however you choose to refer to it, have some degree of standards, of law, of regulations. The internet has none. There are people who are meeting on this and talking about it, but right now virtually anyone can do anything, and that refers to both states as well as groups of people, such as criminals, drug dealers, and terrorists. And therefore, there's nothing really to regulate what happens there. There's no way for us to turn something off, as it were, if we don't like it. And, of course, that gets you over into the civil liberties side of the spectrum, which is always a balancing act between civil liberties and national security.
And so in your exhibit, and, you know, museums are in the business of trying to, you know, stir up a little controversy to point out some vulnerabilities, which we've been talking about a great deal here on Federal News Radio. Is the message that unless we do something, these are events that could happen, or how do you focus the exhibit?
Well, I think the idea here is to do precisely what the Department of Homeland Security is doing by naming this Cyber Awareness Month, and that is to help raise public awareness. In other words, I think there are probably many people who don't know that there are thousands of these attacks on our country and its systems every day. And there's a spectrum of things, of course, that can happen. Number one, what is going on with these attacks and where are they from? Because in many cases, they're anonymous. You don't know the origins of them. And one of the things that any cyber attack can do, of course, is in probing, is gather intelligence. And that's what we're about. We are the spy museum. We're trying to give the public an awareness of what is, in effect, a huge, almost vacuum cleaner-like effort to collect intelligence on our country, our computer systems, computer networks, both in the government, Pentagon, Department of Defense, as well as the private sector. You know, about 90% of the utilities and public transportation, communications, and so forth in this country are owned by the private sector, and that's a huge amount, and those are among the very things that are under attack. So when we talk about an attack, we're talking about people, we don't know who they are, both collecting intelligence, possibly setting up in an effort to manipulate or disrupt our computer networks, and in some cases, as you know, take them over, because that is one of the things that can be done with computers, is somebody can come in and manipulate or take over your computer so it becomes what's called a bot.
Yeah, and that's it. This all is very scary territory, and it should be a fascinating exhibit. Opens Friday, does it?
Opens Friday. We have our official launch, and, you know, it's not – the idea here is not to be scary. The idea is to say, look – and this is one of the roles of intelligence, after all – is to say, look, this is what is out there. These are threats. These are the possible consequences. And I think anyone concerned about national security wants to be aware of those, and I think that's true of the public as well.